Thank you for calling customer care. My name is Brisa. Can I have your zip code, please?
85716.
85716. Thank you. First and last name?
Mike Stevens.
And what is your shipping address for security purposes, please?
3470 East 2nd Street. Tucson, Arizona, number 6.
Okay, thank you. Let me see.
Now, what the hell is this?
I see here an order was in on March 15 where you paid $7.95 for the tablet. Do you recall placing that order?
No, I didn't. There was a $1 charge for the tablet.
So you did place the order. No, you were billed in total shipping and handling for the $7.95. No, sir. It's $7.95 for shipping and handling.
That's highway robbery. There was nothing in there about $7.95, only $1, $1.00. And I got a screenshot to prove it.
Did you went over the terms and policy, sir?
There was no terms and policy.
Yes, sir. There is terms and agreements that you have to accept. And you accepted that charge for the $7.95 for shipping and handling.
I did not.
It sounds like to me that the terms and agreements were overlooked when you were placing the order, sir. What I could do, I go ahead and cancel your account to prevent all future charges, because when you place that order, you get enrolled in $125 voucher monthly discount for shopping in stores.
No, cancel all of it. Just cancel the $7.95, refund it, and we'll go our separate ways then.
I could get your account canceled to prevent all future charges.
And refund my
because the item has not been shipped out, I will issue you the refund of the $7.95. The only thing that I could recommend is every time that you place the order online to go over those terms and policies. If you don't go over the terms and policies, you won't know what you are agreeing upon. You'll receive an email confirmation stating that information with the cancellation and the refund that was processed for the $7.95. There's something else I can assist you with.
No, ma'am. That's it. Thank you very much.
Thank you for calling customer care. Bye-bye, sir.